Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ashley Hayes, and of course you'll find her at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. We're going to be talking about an event coming up sponsored by Atlantic Rising. So, first of all, good morning to you, Ashley.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Hope things are going well for you. With Atlantic Rising, you are the treasurer, and we need to tell people what Atlantic Rising is all about.
Well, Atlantic Rising is our young professionals group. Last year, we decided to rebrand just to make it more inviting to people. The term professionals kind of scared off some people. So we wanted to make sure that people knew that we were just a group of younger people in the community that wanted to be involved and make a difference. And that's what we've been doing this year.
And so you have various events that... You have just fun, I think, just social kinds of things, probably also a little bit of learning. But let's talk about this trivia night. What's the purpose of trivia night?
The Trivia Night fundraiser is all about the Christmas Box program, which was originally started by the JCs in Atlantic. And people are nominated, families, individuals throughout the entire community, Cass County area. And they're given boxes of food to help provide a nice Christmas dinner that they may not otherwise have.
So this last Christmas, how many boxes were there?
This last Christmas, we served 85 individuals and family throughout Cass County.
So that takes a few funds to get all that done, and I know you have various ways of putting that together, but this trivia night, as I understand, will be really a major funding source for that event.
Yeah, last year it was our primary funding source. We raised over $2,000 in that one night, and that took us through the year. And we had a few extra donations here and there, and Rotary as well, but we were able to have most of it covered by the trivia night. So.
Okay, so in addition to having fun when you come to Trivia Night, you can feel good about the money you're spending because you know it's going to be helping somebody else. So let's talk about the details. Quite a few details here. I think you've kind of got everything covered. The second annual Trivia Night fundraiser. When is it? Where is it? And, time and some of that good stuff.
Well, we stuck with the same weekend as last year, so it's that first weekend in February, February 2nd, that Saturday, starting at 7 o'clock at the venue. Doors will open at 6:30 for teams to come and check in and get settled, and we plan to start everything off at 7 o'clock.
Do people need to have their teams put together before they arrive, or can you come and hope you find a team?
Ideally, it's good to pre-register and have your teams settled. So it's teams of 6 to 10 people, and that way we know for sure how many we have coming and what we have room for.
Because, of course, you've got to get the table set up and you have some other things that you have provided. I understand. Let's talk a little bit about food because you've planned for that.
Oh, yes. Last year, we partnered with Olson's BP Godfather's Express for a pizza special, and we're doing that again this year. So you can order your pizzas ahead of time, and they'll be ready for you when you get there. It's $10 large single toppings or $12 large supreme pizza. So it's a good deal.
And any other snacks and beverages available?
Yeah, we will have fresh popcorn going all night for teams to come and grab and snack on. And there's the water and coffee station that we'll have available this year. And obviously there's the open cash bar there at the venue for all your other beverage needs. And people are welcome to bring in their own snacks, just not drinks, because drinks are provided there.
You know, you said the venue several times, and I'm thinking there may be some people going, the venue. Although there's been a lot more events held there, they may still be going, the venue.
Yeah, the venue is a newer location for events to happen in Atlantic. It's located on Walnut Street near 3rd Street. Mm-hmm. So it's what used to be the Eagles Lodge, yes. And it's been newly renovated, and it's a beautiful venue. So,
yes. And parking all along the street, yes. There, of course, and across the street is a parking lot, so lots of parking area available. Okay, we talked about that it's a good idea to get your team registered. There must be a cost for that.
Team is $150 per team. So depending upon the size, that could be $15 per person or it could be $25. So it's, you just have to remember that it all goes to a good cause and all of our proceeds do go to the Christmas Box program.
And then you have a at least a couple of other things. I see you have a raffle kind of thing set up too, so that's a part of the fundraising?
Yeah, this year we're doing a 50-50 raffle. Last year we had a couple of different raffles with donated items from businesses and individuals in the community, but we decided that we're just going to keep it simple this year and just do a 50-50 raffle throughout the night, and the winner will be announced at the end of the evening. Okay.
Now, what's this? I see there's something about a team theme. What's that all about?
Last year, we encouraged people to find a theme for their teams, and they could dress and decorate their tables as they wanted to promote that theme. And it was very fun for several teams. And we had the venue staff actually make the decision on who was the winner of the team theme. So, and there is a prize for that as well.
Okay. Give us a clue. If you think back some of the fun ones, because I've been hearing things about this, Ashley, that it's really a fun part of the evening. So, you know, what kind of themes do people have?
Last year's winning theme was a superhero theme. So some of them had capes on and superhero themed shirts. They decorated their table with that theme as well. There was an explorer team, I think, last year. And then some people did a theme based on the business that they did one with. So it varies throughout the night. Not everybody does it, and that's fine. You still have fun whether you do or not. Yeah. So it just adds to it.
So just in case people don't know about trivia, you know, how does this work? Is it like bingo, you draw something out of a hat? How does it work?
Well, we're very lucky to have Ann and John McCurdy as our MCs, and they spend a lot of time putting the categories and the questions together as well. And so it's 8 categories with 10 questions each, and as the questions are answered, you have about 30 seconds or so to decide with your team what the answer is, and then you write it down and you move on to the next one. And we'll take about 2 breaks in the night, maybe 3, and we'll tally and we'll just kind of let people know where they're sitting throughout the night. But it's a wide range of categories, anywhere from math to music to Saturday Night Live. So it's just a really entertaining night. There's something for everybody. There's something everybody will know. So it makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you're sitting at a table with 6 or 8 of your friends and you don't know anything, I think that could get a little discouraging.
That's when your mulligans come in.
Talk about it. Yeah, what's a mulligan?
So teams are able to buy a pack of 3 mulligans for $10, and a mulligan just gives you a freebie. So you'll have 3 opportunities for that throughout the night. So if you're really, really struggling on a question, that's a time to use your mulligan.
Okay. Lots of work goes into this, but that also means I think there's lots of fun happening. So is there a deadline? You know, you've said that you don't have to register. Good idea to register. Would you like to have people do that by a certain date?
Yeah, registration, we kind of take it right up to the deadline. We know how many teams we can fit into that space. So February 1st by 4 o'clock is the latest to register. Anything past that, we can't guarantee that we'll be able to fit you in. Okay. So we highly suggest that you do register ahead of time and not wait until the day of.
Okay. So the Trivia Night fundraiser is when and where?
Trivia Night fundraiser is on February 2nd, which is a Saturday, at the venue, starting at 7 o'clock. Doors will open at 6:30.
All right, and I'm just going to throw in here, in case you live farther north, the Audubon Hospital Foundation is also having Trivia Night on February 2nd. But, hey, that's no competition, I think, with here. You each can have your own. So just a good fundraiser. Thank you very much, Ashley Hayes, for visiting with us, and good luck with Trivia Night. Until next time, here's a thought. Good judgment comes from experience. And experience, well, that comes from bad judgment.